I'm over the moon about getting it, getting it agreed, and obviously really looking forward to starting the season at Doncaster. But obviously sad to be leaving Bradford. I've had 2 good years, and the chance to join a team like Doncaster in the league above was just something I couldn't turn down.
Is that really the big appeal about moving to Doncaster Rovers, the chance to play in League One? Because I think I'm right in saying you had alternative options.
Yeah, but I mean, Doncaster, as a lad that's grown up in Yorkshire, it was a great club to hopefully look at. And after meeting Dean Saunders, he really did sell everything to me. And he's got big plans for the club. And seeing the facilities as well was just it's a great club to looking forward to playing for.
Can you share some of those ambitions that Dean has for this team? I mean, obviously, the club is in a position now where it's having to recover after relegation. So what are Dean's sort of ambitions moving forward?
Well, I think it's... obviously, I know there's... not quite sure as far as the squad is with players that are still there and who might be there come the start of the season. But, I know Dean... he's looking forward to having the chance to bring in his own players and get the right mix and... Yeah, I'm really look forward to building his own team, really.
Can you just tell us about your story and how you've worked to get to this level? I mean, obviously, you've spent some time in the non-league. What kind of journey have you been on to get to this position where you're signing now to become a League One player?
To be honest, I'd probably say 6 years ago, I'd given up on playing professional football. Obviously, it's every kid's dream, but it didn't look like it was going to happen, and started playing non-league, and I've played had a great time with Ossett Albion, Farsley Celtic, and Harrogate Town, moving up through the non-leagues, and it just seemed to work out that the higher I went, the more it seemed to suit me. So it was great to it was a dream come true to get the move to Bradford, and once again to be able to progress from there and carry on moving up is the ambition.
There must be a real sense of accomplishment, though. I mean, do you feel like you've really earned this move over the course of your career?
I feel like I've earned the move, but now I've got to show everyone that. I don't feel a sense of accomplishment in the fact that I'm there now. It's a case of now I've got the chance to play well at a club like Doncaster and show the fans and show everyone that I can make that step up.
And what can fans expect to see from you as a player? What kind of a player are you? If maybe Doncaster Rovers fans haven't seen you before, what can they expect from you?
First and foremost, I've always been a runner. I try and be try and be the hardest working player on the pitch, getting up and up and down as an attacking central midfielder. I'd say as I am, but I'd always like to chip in with my share of goals and like to be thought of as a goal scoring midfielder, but. I'm hopeful that the other areas of my game, it's one of the things that the manager said is that, he can help me improve every part of my game. But, I'll always be working hard and getting in that box and trying to chip in with my share of goals.
How good is it to be working for a manager like Dean Saunders, a guy who's been there at the highest level, international football in the top flight as well? That must be so good to work with a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, the first meeting was... was unbelievable with him, just to be able to walk around the stadium like they keep with Dean Saunders telling you all his plans and he's so passionate about everything he wants to do, he couldn't wait to tell me about training stuff and everything like that. He really can't wait to get going, and to have someone like that tell you that he's seen what you're good at and he can improve you as a footballer. Feels really good to be told that, and I'm really looking forward to working day in day out with him.
Is it true you studied classics?
Yeah, I did a degree in classical civilization at Leeds University.
Not many footballers can say that, can they?
No, well, like I say, I mean, I was planning on going into a career in accountancy after university. So, when the chance that I thought had gone came around to go on trial at Bradford and have a go at professional football, it was a dream come true, and it's gone well since, and I want to keep it going well at Doncaster.